Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. This week so far I've been sharing with you lessons from Bible history with my emphasis on what we can learn from the mistakes and successes of others in the past. Yesterday I spoke about one of the failures in Abraham's life and how the result of that was quite disastrous in the long run. Well, today I'd like to share with you another incident in Abraham's life that was quite the opposite. It seems that Abraham must have learned something from that last experience, and so when God came to him again, as we read in Genesis 22, and told him to take Isaac, the son of promise, and offer him up for a sacrifice, Abraham's response was quite different. I'm going to read that portion of Scripture to you. I'd like you to listen carefully as I read. Genesis 22, verse 1. And it came to pass, after these things, that God did test Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they went, both of them, together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. He said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham! And he said, Here I am. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And I'll stop reading there. I'd like you to consider with me the events that have led up to this time in Abraham's life. 25 years had passed from the time that God had first promised Isaac to Abraham until Isaac was actually born. Abraham's faith in God had been tested in that 25-year period quite a lot. Finally now, Isaac is here. And now, when he is likely a young teenager, I'm not exactly sure of Isaac's age here, but God told Abraham to offer him up for a sacrifice. And I'm inclined to believe that Abraham did a double take, wanting to make sure he heard correctly. what did God mean? What was God saying? Had he heard correctly? God wasn't kidding. He meant what he said. And it is Abraham's response to the, to God's command here that is such a challenge to me. Verse 3 that I just read tells us that Abraham rose early the next morning and departed on the mission. I find that incredible. You know, I'm sure that had that happened to me, or maybe you're thinking, had that happened to you, I mean, we would have been full of questions and probably procrastinated and put it off and put it off and wrestling with this thing. God, it, I mean, did I hear right? I mean, this was the son of promise. Now you're asking me to slay him on an altar? It didn't make logical sense. But Abraham, because he believed God and trusted him and his faith in God was so amazing, Abraham rose up early the next morning and went and did exactly what God had asked him to do. He took right off. He didn't wait around. He just got right on it and went for it. And I say, what an incredible example of faith in God and obedience to his word. I believe that Abraham trusted God to the point that he believed that God would raise Isaac from the dead, if need be, to fulfill his promise in him. And I believe that he was fully convinced of that. And so he moved ahead immediately, without delay, in obedience to God's command. Again, what an incredible example of faith in God. Well, so what can we learn from this incident in Abraham's life? He was quite successful in this test that God sent his way in faith. How does his example benefit us today? Well, I believe, first of all, that his faith stands out like none other. And second, his prompt obedience without delay and doing what God had told him to do also stands out. And I believe it was his faith, it really, his faith in God, that gave him the motivation to move forward in immediate obedience. Well, maybe you happen to be in a situation right now where you find it very difficult to trust God for the outcome of things. I'll acknowledge life has its situations where it's scary to take our hands off a matter and just trust God. But that's where faith and trust come in. That is what Abraham did, and God rewarded him for it. Friends, let us pursue that kind of faith in God too. May the Lord bless you as you face this day, and I don't know what all you're facing today, but may God give you faith in him to trust God and follow him as Abraham did. God be with you.